This happened on an early Sunday morning. At around 7:30 a.m., I decided to go to Walmart for some shopping. I went there at that time to specifically avoid the rush of people that would be in the store all day, especially on a weekend. I went into the store, grabbed a cart, and started going through the aisles. It was pretty quiet, with only a handful of people scattered around. Everything seemed normal until I made my way to the dish soap aisle. There, out of the corner of my eye, I spotted this heavyset guy who seemed to be just sitting there, and it was super strange. The guy was like sitting on the edge of the aisle and just staring at me. I shook it off, thinking maybe he's just sitting there for some reason. I moved on, but that's when things started to get weird. I noticed the guy following me out of the aisle, keeping a distance of about 20 feet. He continued to follow me throughout the store as I got other items. He was always a few steps behind, no matter where I went in the store. It was like he was shadowing me, and I couldn't help but feel annoyed and also creeped out. I tried my best to just ignore him, but the longer it went on, the more uneasy I became. I stole quick glances over my shoulder, and there he was, trailing me like a lost dog. The minutes felt like hours as I continued my shopping, and I was aware of his presence the entire time. I finished up, which didn't take that much longer, and when I was finally done shopping, I went over to the self-checkout area. I was planning to tell one of the employees that worked there at the self-checkouts about the man following me, but when I arrived, I looked behind me to see that he was now gone. I guessed that he had stopped, and that was a good sight. I scanned and then paid for all of my items. Then I walked out of the Walmart and headed for my car in the parking lot. I was parked sort of in the back, which is where I typically park. But when I got to within about 50 feet of my car, I saw the man again. The strange thing was that he was just standing there, like 10 feet away from my car, in front of it. He was already staring at me as well. I have no idea how he knew which car was mine. There were no other cars parked in any of the immediate spaces surrounding my car. This was really strange. I wasn't quite sure what to do, and I sort of froze where I was. The man had his eyes on me the entire time. I decided to just keep walking towards my car. Although I walked slow, I was ready to run if the man decided to go near me, but he didn't. Eventually, I made it to my car. The man was still staring at me as I got inside, and he didn't take his eyes off me the entire time. I started my engine and then left. The man kept standing there in the parking lot, staring at me as I did. I drove away and never saw him again. That remains my creepiest experience that I ever had at Walmart. I used to work at a Walmart. It wasn't exactly my dream job, but I didn't mind it that much either. Most of the time that I worked there was after close. I would work in the back, organizing and getting products, and then I would often bring them to the sales floor and to the shelves. I did this for all sections of the store. During the time of this story, I had been working there for about 6 months already, so I was pretty familiar with the place. It was a weeknight, at probably about midnight. I was a few hours into my shift, and was in the back room of the store. I was getting items that would be put on the shelves of the store, when I heard a loud noise. It was like a thud, and it was coming from the back room area right near where I was. I couldn't really tell exactly where the noise was coming from, though. I looked around, but didn't see anything. The noise startled me pretty good, because nobody else was back there with me. I finished what I was doing in silence, and then went out to stock the shelves. I returned a while later to get more items in around the same area in the back. About 15 minutes into doing that, I once again heard another loud thud. I still couldn't pinpoint exactly where the sound was coming from. There were lots of shelves back there, and many products and equipment all around. There were countless places where somebody could hide if they wanted to, and I knew that. Then I heard the noise once more. I looked around, still seeing nothing, and then I got up. I walked over to the direction of where I thought the noise was coming from, but when I got there, I couldn't see anything there. I looked all around. I didn't know if I was in the right spot. I was just guessing. I asked if anybody was there, but got no reply. Things were extremely quiet. I just shook my head and then went back to work. I wasn't really sure what I could do about it. I got more products to put on the shelves, and the entire time I was back there, though, I will admit, I was pretty scared. I didn't hear the noise again, though, when I finished up as fast as possible. Then I went back out into the store. Eventually, I had to go to the back room yet again, in the same area that I had been in. I would be working there for most of the night. When I made it into the back again, by now it was almost 2 o'clock in the morning. I was there for no more than 10 minutes before hearing the loud noise another time. This time, I jumped up. I was determined to know who was doing this. I ran over to the area, calling out, "Who's doing that?" as I was running. But when I got closer, I really had no idea where it was. There were so many aisles of shelves back there. I knew it had been a distance away from me, but not all that far. I looked up and down, left and right, all around me, and I still didn't see anyone. I went into one of the little aisles that we had back there. Then I quietly looked around. As I was there, suddenly there was a noise. It wasn't a thud or a loud noise, though. It was a whisper. "Hey, hey, you," somebody was whispering from the next aisle over. I immediately ran out of there. I ran all the way back out and into the store. I then found the nearest employee. He saw how I was shaken up, and he asked me what was going on. We both ended up going back to look around. I felt a little better with another person there, but we still didn't find anyone. We also didn't hear any noises back there either. I ended up working the rest of my shift in fear, but nothing more happened. I'm not sure if that was a person who hid back there since we had closed, or what. That would be my best guess. They possibly kept hiding back there, or left when I ran out. I don't know who or why, though. Maybe it was just to scare me, or maybe something else. I quit my job at Walmart not too long after this. I wouldn't say that was the incident that caused me to quit. I'd been thinking about quitting for a while. It certainly didn't make me want to stay, though. I'm a female. Last year, I wanted to get a quick birthday card for my friend. I stopped at a Walmart, thinking that I could go in, quickly get a card, and then leave. I parked and went inside, walking straight for the greeting cards. They were sort of in the middle of the store. The store was actually not that busy, but of course, there were some customers around. When I got to the card aisle, nobody else was in it, and I began searching for a decent card for my friend. I had to look at quite a few, many of them I didn't like. I was focused on this, and reading the insides of them, when suddenly, I heard a voice directly behind me. "What you looking at?" This surprised me, because I hadn't known anybody else was in the aisle with me. I turned around to see a man standing there, less than a foot away. He was around my height, but appeared to be much older than me, and he was wearing a hat. I told him that I was just getting a card. He then stared at me with a creepy grin for like 5 seconds straight. I started to turn back around when he spoke again. He asked me if I was going to a birthday party and if he was invited. I laughed it off nervously, thinking this was a really creepy thing to say. I decided that the card that I had in my hands was good enough. Really, I just wanted to get out of there and away from him. I told the man that I was in a hurry and I needed to leave. Then I started walking out of the aisle. The man started walking right along with me. "Okay, let's go," I remember him saying. This really freaked me out. Did he think he was coming with me? I walked almost as fast as I could over to the checkouts, but the man was able to keep up with me. When I had almost made it there, I changed my mind at the last second and decided to walk to the back side of the store. I just didn't want the guy around me. I especially didn't want him following me out to my car. I thought maybe he would get the hint and leave me alone. The guy seemed confused by my sudden change of direction, but turned to follow me. I walked all the way to the side of the store where they sold makeup and toothpaste and those kind of items. Then I turned and headed for the back. I couldn't believe it, but the man was still behind me. That's when I saw a Walmart employee. I was almost in the back corner and there was a man working near the auto parts area. I outright told him that there was a guy following me and he wouldn't leave me alone. I started to hear the man denying it as the employee approached. That allowed me to get away. I kept walking and made a left into an aisle and out of sight of the man. I quickly then walked into the middle of the store and then turned to go back to the front. When I got within maybe 2 aisles of the front of the store, suddenly, the same guy leaped out from behind a corner. I couldn't believe it. I didn't know where he had come from. I screamed and sprinted away from the man. This seemed to surprise him, and he didn't immediately chase after me. Another employee happened to sort of be in the area and asked what was going on. Less than a minute later, the store security was there. Apparently, when the other employee questioned the man, he had ran away, so the employee called security. It was a whole scene, and the police ended up getting called. Unfortunately, the guy ran out of the store right away before security could get him, though. Needless to say, I haven't been back to a Walmart since. had a terrifying experience involving Walmart very recently. This was only a little over a week ago. I went to Walmart one night to do my normal grocery shopping. It seemed like any other night there. Other shoppers were all around, but the store wasn't overly busy or anything. I got a cart and went all around getting items. I was inside the store shopping for probably 30 to 45 minutes, I would say. When I was done, I checked out and left. Nothing about the experience at all seemed strange to me. In fact, it was very similar to any other times that I had been there. I shopped at that Walmart probably once a week, give or take, and I lived really close by as well. I returned home later that night, unpacked everything that I had bought, hung out for a while, and then went to bed. The next day, though, is when strange things started happening. I woke up to see that I had a direct message on Instagram. It didn't say who it was from, though. When I got onto the app, I saw that it was a request, meaning that I didn't follow the person that was messaging me. The message was from an account that I had no clue who it was. I don't even remember the username because it was like a bunch of letters and numbers all scrambled. The message was multiple pictures of me shopping inside Walmart. Some were pretty blurry or shaky, and it looked like someone had been secretly taking photos of me. This was enough to give me the chills. I had no clue why anybody would do this. I clicked on the user's page, and they had zero followers, zero posts, and weren't following anybody either. I replied to the messages, asking who this was and why they took my picture. They saw my message very quickly, but didn't reply. This left me frustrated and also creeped out. I really didn't know what to do, but I figured it was just some random creep. At least that's what I was hoping, I guess. But when I thought more and more about it as the day went on, I wondered a few things. How did they find my Instagram? I didn't know how they knew who I was. And why were they taking pictures of me? I thought back to shopping and tried hard to think if I had noticed anybody following me or looking over at me strange or anything like that, but I couldn't remember anything out of the ordinary at all. I was pretty much just shopping for my items and focused on that, I guess. I went to work that day and then home afterwards. I didn't go anywhere else. That night, when it was getting late, I was in my living room and about to get ready for bed. It was probably like 11 p.m. That's when I noticed a car parked out front on the side of the street. It was unusual for cars to park there, and that's why I noticed. Its lights were off, and I didn't know how long it had been there. Of course, I naturally got nervous seeing it, wondering if this car was linked to the Instagram message. I knew it was likely just a coincidence, but I couldn't help it. I closed my curtains and then went to start getting ready for bed. But that's when my phone vibrated. I looked, and it was a new Instagram message. I clicked on it, really curious and scared to see what it was. When I saw it was another message from the same account, my heart sank. After opening it, there was another picture. This one was of my house, taken from the outside. I couldn't believe it. I ran back into the living room and opened up the curtains. I was just in time to see the car speeding away. I barely got any sleep that night. I didn't know what to do. This was extremely weird and creepy. Ultimately, I didn't do anything other than blocking the Instagram account. And the weird thing is that nothing else that I'm aware of has happened since. This was a little over a week ago, and I'm hoping not to get any more Instagram messages. I had a bizarre experience working at Walmart one time. I worked there for a few months after high school. When I worked, I was a cashier, and I would just ring people up all day. It was a pretty easy job. Of course, some customers were pretty strange. Others could be rude or whatever, but most of them were fine. One day though, I was working a shift that started in the afternoon and I got off at night. Things started out all right, and then it got a little busy. During this busy time, I was ringing up customer after customer when this one guy showed up in line. I didn't even notice him until he was next up. The man was wearing all black and had a ski mask on. Obviously, this was kind of strange. It wasn't Halloween. I expected the guy to buy something, thinking maybe this was just his style. But he walked right up to where people pay, like directly facing me. He didn't give me any items to scan, and he just stood there, staring at me. I could only see his eyes, and I noticed that he was even wearing black gloves. He didn't have any items with him at all, though. It was just like he had came here to stare at me. I asked him if he needed help finding anything, and he didn't answer. He just kept staring. Some of the customers in line behind him began to laugh a little. I didn't know whether to join in laughing or to be creeped out. The guy just stood there. I asked him if he was going to buy anything, and he remained there, frozen. Then, he took a step closer, which felt sort of threatening, before backing up and walking away. It seemed like he left the store after that. I felt like I had been subject to some sort of prank, and I laughed it off. Then I continued ringing up everybody else. In fact, looking back immediately after it, I actually enjoyed it. Now I had a story to tell my parents when I got home from work, and it broke up the otherwise monotonous shift. Things carried on, and for the rest of my shift, everything was normal. A few nights later, I found myself working again. This time, I was almost done with my shift, and it was probably like 9 p.m. The store was quiet, and I was ringing up a customer every now and then. That's when I saw the same guy wearing the exact same thing walking into my line again. This time, it felt different. It was a little creepier. There were no other customers around to laugh at him, and being nighttime, it just seemed a little spooky. I smiled and greeted him. Once again, the man walked right up to me and just stared without saying anything. I asked him if he needed help with anything again, and was once again ignored. The guy stood there for a really uncomfortable amount of time. I could only smile and laugh so much. Things got old fast. After he stood there for probably 2 minutes straight, I asked him seriously what he was doing. He still didn't say anything. Finally, he walked away, leaving the store. He hadn't bought anything this time either. I worked for the final hour of my shift, not getting too many customers at all. Then it was finally time to go home. I left the store and walked to my car in the parking lot. But when I was approaching it, I saw there was a car parked next to mine with the masked man in the driver's seat. I had red flags going off in my head, and I turned around and went back inside the store. I just had a really bad feeling about it. I waited inside the Walmart for quite some time. When I returned, he was finally gone. I left, and luckily never saw him again. I still wondered, though, who he was and what he was doing.